Morning Man House, don't stop.
Yes, sir. We don't stop. It's Pod 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Notable Larry, the Morning Mad House, clocking in. Uh-oh. Yep, man, it's a little warm this morning as you get ready to wake up and head out. If you do got to go out, if you got to wake up and go in the living room, you ain't even got to worry about it. 63 degrees, though, right about now. And, of course, high today is going to be right in the 82. And, yeah, we enjoyed a beautiful weekend. The weekend was beautiful. We're going to enjoy some low temperatures at the beginning of the week. But as the Memorial Day weekend begins to shape up this weekend, it's going to actually be kind of beautiful. It's going to actually be kind of beautiful. But today, expect rain. That's right. Rain is headed to our area later on this afternoon. You're going to get through your morning. You're going to get through your lunch. And then after that, rain is headed to Charlotte, America around by 2:30, and it's supposed to stay with us throughout the day and throughout the night all the way until like tomorrow morning. And then, actually, we got high chance of rain all week long. It's going to be all right, though. Speaking of being all right, y'all say what's up to Miss Jessica, the girl next door.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces, and this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
What's up, Miss Jessica? How you feeling this morning?
I'm feeling wonderful, ready to do it. What's going on with
man,
you?
Man, I was trolling your page. I seen that the guy, he was supposed to graduate this weekend or something.
Yes, he was supposed to receive his master's degree from Johnson C. Smith on yesterday. So I threw him a surprise virtual graduation with all of his family and loved ones.
Man, that's dope.
Yeah, wasn't exactly the same, but it was nice for all of us to be able to be together and do a virtual toast for him.
Tell him I said congratulations, man.
I will. I will pass the message. Congratulations to him and all of the graduating seniors over there at Johnson C. Smith. They were supposed to graduate on Sunday.
All them new Smithites. All y'all new Smithites. Tell them rock that gold and that blue. Ain't know what time it is. You already know what's going on. But I was trolling your page and I saw that pop up, and then I saw a lot of the like you said, a lot of the Golden Bulls posting. It was we painted the town blue and gold without even painting the town blue and gold. That's all you did this weekend? What else did you do this weekend?
That's it. Just made sure that he was ready for his virtual graduation. It was a surprise, so.
So I had to, so my mom had foot surgery, so I had to ride up to Concord Mills to meet one of my partners to get a scooter for her so she could scoot around and get around the house and get around. I rode up to Concord Mills, but listen, it looked like the world's biggest tailgate. Boy, they all in the parking lot. They out there. But you remember, I don't know if you ever remember going to Hornets Nest Park in Charlotte on a Sunday. But that's what Concord Mills parking lot looked like yesterday when I rode up there. Oh, right there by the Outback. So you can't turn in entrance one, which is the first entrance when you first come off the exit. But entrance two, as soon as you turn in that entrance right there, oh yeah, but they had the back of the Jeeps open. They had their trunks open. They was out there eating in the parking lot. Boy, it looked like Hornets Nest on Sunday, except it wasn't us. It wasn't even us out there.
Was there a race going on this weekend?
Was it a race? I know they talked about NASCAR coming back.
Yes, doing some type of race.
I don't know. You got me on that one, Miss Jessica. But I do know that in the parking lot of Concord Mills, that's where it's going down at. And the mall was open too, but it seemed like it was more people outside than inside. I was like, boy, that's what they doing up here, Concord. That's what y'all doing. And I also saw a lot of people headed down to South Carolina because Myrtle Beach is open. So I saw a lot of families from Charlotte, from Rock Hill, from Gastonia. They headed down to the beach for the weekend and just went down there and touched the water, got in the water, took their kids. And, I was like, okay, this what we're doing in COVID-19. I guess they just done said it's over, huh? They done don't care no more.
It isn't.
It ain't over.
Please understand.
It ain't over.
We were getting days, single highest days over the weekend.
As far as
numbers were concerned.
Jessica, I don't think they get them.
They don't care.
I don't think they get them.
I don't think they care.
Not what I saw over the weekend. They ain't look like they cared no more. They was like, whatever.
I do know that there are a lot of people that do care.
Yeah.
Staying they bus right on at home. I.e., me.
Well, speaking of coronavirus, COVID-19, we got our governor, Roy Cooper. He'll be joining the Madhouse in the 8 o'clock hour, about 8:25 this morning. He's going to be talking to us about, you know, phase two of the stay-at-home order. What does that entail? What is going on? Is Charlotte a hotbed for the coronavirus? We're going to talk to Governor Cooper about all that. So tap in, lock it in inside the Madhouse right around 8:25. Another Larry the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. 63 degrees, 82 is your high for the day. Y'all know what time it is inside the Madhouse. Yes, sir. Your Madhouse question of the day. Hashtag MHQOTD. Join the conversation.
Let's talk about who?
All right, Madhouse Nation, your Madhouse question of the day. Yesterday, we got the last two episodes of The Last Dance, the documentary on Michael Jordan and the Chicago Bulls. And we want to know, what did you think overall of the entire documentary?
Definitely solidified for me why MJ is the GOAT, one. And then two, I just think it's the best documentary put together that I've seen. You know what I mean? I mean, somebody could have a different opinion, but as far as the documentaries that I've watched and that I've seen, by far the best one. It addressed every single intricacy of MJ that, you know, that he ever had around him, I think. And I think it was well documented, well put together, all the way from beginning to end, to the way they ended it last night. Oh my goodness, I was just, I mean, every Sunday, my eyes were glued to the TV. I told people, don't call me, don't talk to me, don't say nothing. 9 o'clock belongs to MJ and The Last Dance for the last five Sundays. And, yeah, for me, it was just the greatest documentary ever put together. So, yeah.
I also enjoyed it, too. I enjoyed it. I sat there and I watched every episode live. I love documentaries where you actually learn something new.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought some of the things that I learned about his relationships with players, down to it wasn't the flu, it was food poisoning.
Yeah.
That he had when he had on the flu game. So I really enjoyed it. The one thing that I think that it was missing and I would have loved to have seen was how did his family take him being the greatest athlete on earth during that time. So I would have liked to see and learn more about the family aspect.
Yeah. And I think, you know, for MJ, I think he keeps that, you know, that part of him private a little bit. But he did have his sons on there in last night's episode, which I thought was dope as well. But hey, it was so dope. It was so dope. It was so dope. All right, how do we tap in on the question, Ms. Jessica?
Hit us up on our Instagram pages at Hey Ms. Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at I Am Burpee. Or leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
Start the whip. Turn up the radio. Your morning is lit. Give me that. With No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
What's up, Carolinas? It's No Limit Larry.
And I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door.
No cap. No cap.
6:18, Nosy Neighbors. Time for your first Nosy Neighbor News Quickie of the day. Larry, you know how we always start the show off with an inspirational song. Well, that's what was going down on the OWN Network with this new show called Girlfriends Check-In. The show will feature a different set of four celebrity women who are friends each week. And this past Saturday, we got women from the gospel community, Yolanda Adams, Erica Campbell, Tasha Cobb, Leonard, and Tamela Mann. The topic of celebrity crushes came up, and Yolanda Adams revealed hers. Who do you think Yolanda Adams' celebrity crush is?
Yolanda Adams probably like a thug, so I'd probably say Moneybagg Yo.
Older.
Oh, it's an older guy. Older thug. Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg?
Yeah.
It is actually Busta Rhymes.
Busta, oh, I can see that. I told Busta you she like Rhymes. A thug. No, I knew it was somebody in the rap community like that. Yolanda Adams, never mind. But yeah, I knew it was somebody like that.
Busta Rhymes is Yolanda Adams' celebrity crush. She revealed it on Girlfriends Check-In. And that one is going to air every Saturday at 10 p.m. on the OWN Network. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Who would ever know?
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News
Quickie.
NLE Choppa, Polo G, and Stunna for Vegas. The name of the song, Go Stupid, here on Charlotte's Plug, Power 98.
Oh, Go Stupid. And we going stupid on this hashtag MHQOTD. Your Madhouse question of the day, which is what today, Miss Jessica?
We want to know, what did you think about the documentary, The Last Dance, the one about Michael Jordan, and the Chicago Bulls? Head on over to our Instagram pages and give us your critique.
First of all, I already said what I thought. I thought it was the best documentary ever put together. Definitely talked about everything, you know, you heard about MJ for the most part. You know, I don't think it really left anything unturned. So that's what I like in a documentary. And you said just that you actually like the fact that you learned something new. What did you learn new?
Well, you learned about, in last night's episode, we learned about that Michael Jordan wasn't actually sick with the flu.
Right.
In that big game, it was food poisoning. And they believe somebody poisoned his pizza.
Yeah.
Did some stuff to his pizza. Learned about that. Learned he revealed something else.
You know what I learned about last night was Steve Kerr's dad, actually. You know, that his dad was actually shot and killed.
Mm-hmm.
And that
the whole story behind Steve Kerr's dad.
That he and Mike actually shared that same type of bond that, you know, he said they never talked about it, but, you know, in essence, they kind of shared that same type of bond. And I never knew that about Steve Kerr. So that was one thing that I learned last night. And I learned a lot in the documentary too that I didn't know about MJ, like you said about the flu. We had heard that it might have been food poisoning, but then the flu game took off, and they even named the shoes the flu game. And then when it came out last night on Twitter, a lot of NBA players and NFL players were actually tweeting about it. They were talking about, a lot of people don't believe that it actually happened the way that they said it happened in the documentary. But that's crazy. If it did actually happen the way they said it did in the documentary, that is, I can see it. Five people delivering a pizza. You're playing in Utah. You know, Utah has been notoriously known for its fan base and how it trolls the other teams. You know, the last couple seasons has been Utah versus Russell Westbrook, Utah versus Chris Paul, and other NBA players. But I actually could see that happening down in Utah. But it's just crazy. So now are they going to rename the shoes the food poisons? That's what I want to know. Are we renaming the 12s the food poisons? Are we going to do that, MJ? Are we going to do that, Nike? Are we going to do that, Jordan Brand? That's what I want to know. But how do they tap in on the question this morning?
Hit us up on our Instagram pages at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at I Am Burpee, or leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
All right, hit us up and let us know. Coming up, you know what it is. It's a game show, Monday Inside the Madhouse. You want to spin the game show wheel and play the game that comes off the game. The game wheel, hit us up, let us know. 570-WPG. You can call right now. It's Pod 98.
Start the wheel. Turn up the radio. Your morning is lit. Give me that.
I could get you satisfied.
Yes, sir. Y'all know who that is right there. That's your boy Drake. Another Larry the Morning Madhouse. Drake right there with that Tennessee Slide. 63 degrees is the temperature right now. Today's high is going to be right now 82. Got to start out with some sunshine and then some rain later on this afternoon about 2:30, 3 o'clock. And then the rain is going to stay with us all the way through Wednesday. It's going to be on and off rain. Temperature's going to be after the day right near 70. And then the weekend, your Memorial Day weekend, which is this weekend, is going to be beautiful. Your Memorial Day weekend is shaping up to be nice if it stays the course of where we at right now. Drake right there, you know, he's on the Future brand new album, like with the Life is Good song. And I don't know if you downloaded that over the weekend. Jessica, did you get that Future album?
I did not download it. However, we were listening to it yesterday. Somebody else downloaded it.
Oh, yeah, it was dope. He went gold in 30 minutes. The album went gold in 30 minutes. So shout out to Future, and everywhere I went this weekend, they was I downloaded it, listened to it, checking it out. I like the remix of Life Good, of course, with Charlotte's own The Baby on there and Lil Baby. But yeah, everywhere I went this weekend, they was bumping that new Future. So yeah, definitely, if you haven't downloaded that one, go on to download that one. You know what's coming up inside the Madhouse? We playing a game show Monday, and today's contestant, it's your favorite, Miss Jessica, Miss Lee.
Stan Lee.
Ted Lee, what's up, Mr. Lee?
I want to do that game.
You want to do the game.
You going to do the game, Mr. Lee?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I'm able-bodied.
You are able-bodied? Okay. Well, we're going to play the game when we come back, Mr. Lee, all right?
That'll work.
All right, Charlotte's plug is Pot 88.
Start the whip. Turn up the radio. Your morning is lit. Give me that. With No Limit Larry in the morning, man.
Fill them up with vibes.
Madhouse Nation, y'all know what time it is. It's Game Show Monday with Larry, Jessica, and Burke. It's the Madhouse. Tap in right now, 570-WPEG. Power 98 WPEG, good morning. Who is this?
This is Danielle.
What's up, Danielle?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. Where you calling from, baby?
I'm calling from Charlotte. I'm over here at Uber right now, over here on Freedom.
No, that's what's up. All right, Danielle, you got to play Game Show Monday. We're going to spin this Game Show wheel. Whatever game come off the wheel, you got to play. And if you win, what we going to give them, Miss Jessica?
Danielle, you are going to win 5 shout-outs.
Okay.
All right, Danielle, say spin that wheel.
Spin that wheel.
You've selected
trivia.
Ooh, you're going to play trivia. So we're going to give you 3 questions. If you get 2 of the 3 questions correct, you win. This is general trivia. So we ask you questions about stuff you're supposed to know, all right?
Okay.
What you got for Ms. Jessica?
All right. If you are trying to find out the age of a tree, what do you count?
You count the rings on it, on the stump of the tree.
You're absolutely
you count
right.
The rings on the stump of the tree. You are correct.
All right. We live in the state of North Carolina. What is the North Carolina state bird?
Is it a cardinal?
The cardinal is absolutely correct.
Okay.
You got it. You got it, baby. You on point today. You got it.
That's my man. Right now with the beard.
You win.
You say you went to Philip O'Bear?
Yeah.
Well, there it is.
Class of 14.
Class of 14. You learned something in school, baby. I see you, baby. I see you. Go ahead and give us them 5 shout-outs, baby.
All right. First, let me shout out my brother, DJ. He locked up downtown right now. Stay strong, brother. Stay strong. Let me shout out my boyfriend, my daughter Lauren, love her so much, and all my family. And everybody going out through this coronavirus stuff, y'all just stay strong. It's going to be over soon.
And give a shout out to your favorite radio station.
Hey, it's Power 98.
Yep, the same station you're going to find. Let us shine. We're going to let y'all shine coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. That's right around the corner. And don't forget, keep it locked around 8:25. We got Governor Roy Cooper is going to be telling us what's going on with this stay-at-home order. We taking it to the London. Young Thug is Power 98.
On that cash.
Say you all about money. It's another Larry the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for New Year Hip Hop and R&B. Megan Thee Stallion, the baby right there. East Side wanted to hear that this morning. Harris Boulevard, Harris Drive. What's up, y'all? Tapping in with the Madhouse, and you already know what's going down. Coming up, we're going to let y'all shine.
This is WPEG Concord, Charlotte, Gastonia, Rock Hill.
Way more fresher.
Charlotte's number one for hip hop and R&B.
All day, every day.
And your home for No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Every morning.
Here on Power 98.
FedEx, what up? Amazon, what up? DHL, what's up? Man, the post office, what's up? UPS, what's up? All my nurses, all my essential workers, all them truck drivers. Shout out to all the City of Charlotte Sanitation Department. They be working on Sundays now. I've seen them out there working on yesterday. So shout out to all them. If you out there on the front lines, any of them people I just named, you want to call in, want to let yourself shine, 570-WPEG. You know what we say, Miss Jessica? Your kids doing well. Your mama doing well. Shout out to your daddy. Yeah, what she said. It's that Don't Rush Challenge, man. Charlotte's plug. Young T, Bugsy. Heady one, Power 98, Don't Rush.
Don't rush, slow touch.
598 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It's another Larry the Morning Madhouse. Sam, oh Sam, 7 minutes out at 7 o'clock. Today's high is going to be right near 82, 63 degrees right now with sunshine. Don't let the sunshine fool you. Rain is sliding in the shot of America later on this afternoon, about 2:33 o'clock, and it's going to be rain on and off all the way through Wednesday afternoon. But enjoy the sunshine this morning. Speaking of shine and sunshine, I'm going to let y'all shine. Your kids doing well. Your mama doing well. Shout out to yo, daddy.
Daddy.
Yeah, what she said.
Shining from a mile. Wow. Queen City put the shine on the crown. Hey, shout out everybody out here bossing. Huh. You know we got to shine. Big flossing. Yeah. Hey, I want to send a shout out to my people out here handling the business. You real. I'ma tell the whole city that you. My girls and my fellas, you love them, then tell them. Make sure they get the flowers while they can still smell them.
You already know what time it is, man. You got somebody you need to let shine. Good morning.
Yeah, Miss B and Miss M.
What up, Mr. Lee? Mr. Lee, who is Miss B and Miss M?
I ain't here calling no name. I just call the alphabet of their name.
Oh, just the alphabet of their name? You going to let them shine this morning, Mr. Lee?
Hell to the yeah.
And why you letting them shine, Mr. Lee? What they do?
Because I got a chance with all both of them.
Bye, Mr. Lee.
I don't know which one I'm
going to be. Bye, Mr. Lee.
No. I want to ask him a chance to do what? Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
I'm trying to let myself shine along with the Amazon workers just getting off that long third shift this morning.
Y'all making sure them packages straight, though?
Of course.
Hello? Good morning.
Good morning. I just want to give a shout out to all these essential daycare workers that had to remain open to help the essential workers. Just want to give them a shout out.
No doubt, baby. You are essential daycare worker?
We are. We definitely is. Been open ever since this has been going on.
What is your daycare, baby?
B&B Daycare Center in Dorada.
B&B Daycare Center in Dorada, man. Let all y'all over there shine. Thank y'all for taking care of our chaps, all right?
Thank you.
Yes, sir, man. Shout out to y'all letting all y'all shine this morning. And big, big shout out to my man. Gotta let him shine this morning. Hot boy, Lil Shaq came out to the block on Friday, man, and bought over 50 pizzas, bought over like 200 waters, came through and serviced the homeless community. Shout out to rapper Hot Boy Lil Shaq from the Queen City, came through and served the homeless community on Friday. So big, big shout out to him. Got to let him shine this morning. And you can check that out on our website at power98fm.com. We outside. Coming up, Ms. Jessica's got the Know the Neighbor News for you. That's going to drop right around 7:24. And, of course, hashtag Larry Mad at 7:40.
It's never too early to turn up. Nah, man.
Neighborhood. What's going on, nosy neighbors? Miss Jessica, the girl next door, here with your nosy neighbor news from Monday, May 18th. Michael Jordan's iconic Air Jordan 1 hit the Subi auction block on Sunday. Now, it was estimated that the shoe would sell for anywhere between $100,000 and $150,000. Well, the pair of sneakers that Michael Jordan wore in a game went for $560,000. It now holds the all-time record for a basketball shoe at auction. Word is there's an alleged Kevin Gates sex tape that's been going around on the net and has the internet going crazy. In the clip, Kevin is seen looking directly into the camera while having sex with an unidentified woman that doesn't really look like his wife. Well, some fans did enjoy the show. Other thought that Kevin's performance was so-so, you know, which is disappointing seeing as he often brags about his sexcapades in his music. Now, Kevin did hop on Twitter with what some think is a response to the video, saying, "Distractions come and go, but by all means, stay focused. Hashtag eyes on the prize. Hashtag still hold up." All right, we're about to get some new music from Summer Walker. The singer hopped on IG to post some thirst trappy-ish pictures, and then let us know that her EP is on the way. While fans were excited about the announcement, some wondered if Summer had had some work done and made their concerns known in the comments. If you want to see the pictures of her, I have it up on my Instagram story at Hey Miss Jessica. Fat Joe interviewed Ashanti on his Instagram Live. During the interview, Fat Joe shocked Ashanti when he revealed that she was not his first choice to be on the song What's Love. He said Irv Gotti and Ja Rule woke him up at 3 a.m. telling him to get to the studio. They had a song for him. When he arrived at around 4 a.m., he heard the song. Ashanti's vocals were on there, but then Irv and Ja Rule told Fat Joe that the plan was to take Ashanti off and replace her with Jennifer Lopez, but then they decided against it. Ashanti commented, he stay pulling songs from me. He is Irv Gotti. No celebrity birthdays today. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica. The neighborhood.
Power 98.
Miss Jessica told you on Nosy Neighbor News about Kevin Gates. What did she say about Kate Gates? Kevin Gates. 570-WPEG. First caller through. Correct answer. What they getting today, Miss Jessica?
They are going to win those five shout-outs.
Call in. Let's get to it.
The Nosy Neighbor News is sponsored by Hendrick Auto. Keep it tapped in to No Limit Larry and the Morning Madhouse. Coming up at 740 a.m. It's the hottest hashtag on IG.
Hit the hashtag.
598 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It's No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, and y'all already know what time it is. We're going to dive right into it. It is time to hit the hottest hashtag on Instagram. Hashtag Larry Mad.
Woke up this morning with something on his mind. Larry is mad. Now let's see why.
I'm mad. Are you mad?
Mad.
Are we mad?
Yes, sir. That's right. Larry Mad. Y'all know how we do it. Hashtag Larry Mad. Today, Miss Jessica, I am mad at Mo Fame. Maurice Mo Fame. Starring on the hit show Love & Hip Hop ATL. Maurice. You are the newest member of my hotkey.
You see something that you see now. You know that, don't you?
Maurice applied for one of these stimulus packages for his business, Flame Trucking. That's right. He applied for this stimulus, you know, the payment protection stimulus package for his trucking company. He applied for $3 million. Maurice said that he had 107 employees and that his payroll was over $1 million a month. So the government gave Maurice $2 million. And I'm going to say this to the government.
You see something that you see now, you done f***ed up. You know that.
They gave that boy $2 million. And in less than one week, the government said that Maurice spent $1.5 million.
You see something that you see now. You know that.
He spent $85,000 on jury. He did a good deed. He spent $40,000 and caught up his back child support. He went and paid cash. $320,000 for a brand new Rolls Royce Wraith. He paid cash.
You see something that you see now. You know that, don't you?
The feds ran up in Maurice's house. They caught him. And when they caught him, he had almost $10,000 in his pocket. They found $70,000 in cash inside the home. And Maurice has now been charged with bank fraud. Maurice, little bit, dog. All I'm going to say is, why they don't never let me get this kind of money? Maurice, you should have gave me a call, big dog. I would have showed you how to slow walk this thing. All you had to do was slow walk it, big homie. You didn't have to take the $2 million or $1.5 of the $2 million to go out there and go crazy in a week. You could have pulled it off, Maurice. But you just went a little bit too fast. You right there running with that money like you Usain Bolt. You gotta slow walk that thing, baby. You gotta slow walk it like Big Mama from Soul Food, the movie. You would have been all right, big dog. but you spent $1.5 million in a week, and you didn't think they were going to come get you, Maurice?
You see something that you see now, you done f***ed up. You know what I'm saying? You done f***ed up.
$85,000 in jewelry, cash for a $320,000 rape. I can't deal with you. I can't deal with y'all black people. I can't deal with it. I just can't. Maurice. Next time, if you get that kind of money, call me. I'm going to show you how to do it. If anybody else out there got $2 million and they need to know how to slow walk it, call me, man. I got you. Damn, Maurice. Damn. You're making it bad for the black community, man. We need that $2 million.
No limit, Larry.
Take power.
No Limit Larry, the morning madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Y'all know how it goes down inside the madhouse. Coming up at 8:25, we got the governor on the phone. I'm one of our favorite people here inside the madhouse, Governor Roy Cooper. We'll be tapping in, letting us know about phase two. Are we going back to school in the fall? We're going to talk about all that. What is going on with COVID-19 here in North Carolina, here in Mecklenburg County? We got the governor live inside the madhouse coming up right around 8:25. Right about now, it is time to get Burpee's thoughts. But he ain't here though. Like I said, Burpee ain't here. That's all right. I got you, Burpee. I got you. You know what I was thinking about, Miss Jessica? I'm thinking when COVID over, people out there gonna need a no man. You gonna need a no man or a no woman when the COVID is over. You know, somebody in your corner to tell you no. Cause sometimes people ain't being told the truth. Y'all out here just doing stuff, and you're not being told the truth. Everybody need a no man in their corner.
No, 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 no. No, no.
Nelly should have had a no man in his corner this weekend in this Nelly Luda battle. Somebody should have told Nelly that sound ain't right, Unc. That sound ain't right, God. Son, somebody should have told Nelly that, listen, before you go on here and battle Luda, because Luda got hit out the head, that you need to get this sound right, and don't you go on this Instagram Live without that damn sound right, Nelly.
No, 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 no. No, no.
Somebody need to tell these ladies, you went into COVID-19. You went into it at a size 7-8. Don't think your ass coming back out at a size 7-8. You about to put them same damn jeans back on. You was a 7-8, now you're 11-12. Don't you go back to them 7-8s.
No, 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 no. No, no.
And fellas, y'all went into that thing. Y'all went into COVID-19, but you're getting your hair done. You're getting your hair cut every week. You had your hairline right and everything. But what you didn't discover, or what you have discovered, that your hairline is a little further back than what it used to be. You have discovered where your real hairline is. Fellas, don't y'all come back out this damn COVID-19 trying to go back and get that same haircut. Cut it off! Don't you go back out there with them damn dreads that start at the back of your damn, in the middle of your damn head. I'm your no man.
No, 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 no. No, no.
And last but not least, fellas, I'm going to tell y'all right now. Y'all done went out here, y'all done watched this Michael Jordan Last Chance documentary. Y'all think y'all got it. Y'all think y'all can go back out here when this COVID is over and get back in these gyms and go back out here and shoot this basketball like you MJ. Son, you are 48 years old, 52 years old. Your body ain't like, it ain't what it used to be. Don't y'all go back out here on this basketball court after 3 months of COVID, and then you think you're going to jump back on the court and just be out there. You ain't stretched. You ain't did nothing. First of all, you're going to need 6 months of stretching before you even hit the court again. Don't let MJ get y'all messed up out there. You done pulled everything. Your groin, your big toe, your little toe, your elbow muscle, your neck muscle, and your eye muscle.
No, 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 no.
I'm your no man. No. I'm your no man.
And those were Burpee's thoughts.
What you thought?
All right, nosy neighbors, it is 8:24, time for another nosy neighbor news quickie. This one's pretty sad. Dwight Howard shocked fans when he revealed that the mother of his six-year-old son, Melissa, had passed away on March 27th. That was just a few weeks after suffering a seizure. During a conference call that he had on Friday, he said, "It's extremely difficult for me to try to understand how to talk to my son, who's 6 years old, just about the whole situation." Now, luckily, Dwight and his son were able to attend the funeral despite COVID-19 restrictions. So prayers up for that entire family. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie!
Tell that. Here's music from Danny Lay featuring Chris Brown.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's called Easy, the remix, here on Charlotte's Plug, Power 98.
Power 98. Power 98, WPEG, Charlotte's Plug for new hip-hop and R&B. You know who it is. Roy.
Uh-huh.
Roy. Governor Roy Cooper, what's happening?
Good morning, Governor Cooper.
Miss Jessica and Larry and Burpee and everyone. I miss you guys so much. Are you guys at home? Or are you in the studio? What are you doing?
Well, I'm in the studio.
And I am at home. And we have been wondering where we were going to hear from you.
Well, I've had a few other things that have been going on. you have never been far from my mind, just so you know that.
I hope so, man. And just watching you on television and your handling of this COVID-19 pandemic, I've been telling all my family and friends, I said, now that is how you handle a situation. So I just wanted to give you a round of applause, Governor Roy Cooper.
Yeah.
Good job. You know, you got to give people their flowers while they can still smell them.
Exactly. You guys are too kind. I'll tell you, the global pandemic was not on my list of challenges that I thought I was going to have to face in this state. But I've been proud of the people of North Carolina. People have learned how to keep socially distant for the most part. I think a lot of people are understanding that this virus is going to be with us until we get a vaccine, so that we're just going to have to, hopefully we can get back to as normal as possible, but we're going to have to be careful and to watch out for each other, love one another, be considerate of each other, even more than ever. That's for sure.
Well, we saw that you put the stay-at-home order in place. Then we went to phase one. Where are we right now? When will phase two and phase three sort of roll out? What are you thinking?
Right now, we're in phase one, and a number of businesses are open, but the businesses like restaurants and bars and barbershops and hair salons and nail salons and things like that, where it's really hard to socially distance, those things are still closed, and we're also have a mass gathering limitation of 10, because we know that particularly inside, when you have a lot of people together, that it is so easy to transfer this virus. And this is what our public health officials say. And that order goes until May the 22nd. And we're looking at several indicators we're looking at data and science and facts to determine when we can go into the next phase. And so we're looking at number of positive tests, percentage of positive tests, number of people in the hospital. We're looking at the kind of information that is called pre-COVID syndrome, where people might come to the emergency room complaining of symptoms that are COVID-19-like symptoms. And we're trying to make sure we have more testing and tracing. If we can be pretty good on all of those indicators, then we can go into phase two a week from today, and that would allow a few more businesses to open at limited capacity, like restaurants and like being able to go get your hair cut and get your nails done. And
yes,
I know,
sir.
You guys missed that.
Yes, we do.
It's been 2 months since I've had a haircut. And I'm thinking about going with the man bun. What do you think?
Yeah.
I don't know how good that
I can see that.
Yeah. You know what you need to get, Governor Roy Cooper? You need to go on and get you some cornrows or something. Now, go on and get you some cornrows.
Well, I'll have to let you, you have to put on an N95 mask. But I might let you fix it for me. I don't know how far we would get my hair, but I'd love to see how it would look.
I know one thing. That's you will be the first governor of North Carolina with cornrows. I know that.
Probably so. Probably so. But you know, I've done new things before.
Cooper, how are we looking with the schools? Where do we stand regarding youth returning to school in the fall?
I get a lot of questions about that, Miss Jessica. And obviously people are so concerned about their children and what's happening in the fall. The bottom line is that we are hopeful that we will go back to school in the fall, but we don't know for sure yet. Mm-hmm. What we are doing is planning, and school's going to look a little bit different for children who go back, if we do go back, and I hope we do. Things like not being able to eat in the lunchroom, you'd probably have to eat lunch in your classroom. There'd be a lot of social distance going on. People have to wear cloth face coverings because we know we potentially spread the virus through coughing, sneezing, talking, singing. So we'll have to do things in a different way because the virus is still going to be with us this fall. We're also working with teachers. We're trying to do more remote learning. People may have to go to school in shifts. There are a lot of things that are happening now. We're trying to get input from the people who are on the ground, the teachers, the teacher assistants, the bus drivers, the cafeteria workers. I've been so proud of them. They've all stepped up, working hard to try to help children learn remotely, making sure children have nutritious meals during this time. I hope our children can go back to school. I know a lot of parents are going crazy having them in the house all the time, and I know they're trying hard with remote learning, and that parents have had to become homeschool teachers for mm-hmm. a little while. So we're going to work to see if we can make it work, but right now it's just too early to predict.
And you know, Governor Cooper, a lot of people have been calling Charlotte a hotbed, you know, for the virus right now. From your point of view, how true is that?
Well, we know the closer that people live together, the more potential it is to spread the virus. And of course, we've seen that in New York City, a prime example. And Charlotte is one of our major metropolitan areas. We're very proud of it. It is an economic engine. But people do live close together. It's an international airport there. So Charlotte was one of the places that we were very concerned about and had more cases than anybody else, obviously more people. Things have begun looking a lot better. Our hospitals surged up to make sure we had the bed capacity. People work real hard to flatten the curve, and we've done that. So if numbers hold steady, then we can make a little more progress Friday. I think that people, though, want us to put public health and safety at the front of the list here. And I know that we have moved slower than some of our neighbors like South Carolina and Georgia and Tennessee, but I think that it is important to make sure we have safety first. We have to do this with caution and not haste, and we have to continue to make sure that every person would have a hospital bed, an ICU bed, or a ventilator if they needed it, if they got sick. That we've got to slow the spread of the virus, and we have to work really hard to cushion the blow to the economy. I know a lot of people are hurting. A lot of people are out of work. This virus has hit communities of color harder than other groups of people, and we have recognized that. I just signed a legislation that would provide $50 million more to underserved communities. We need to do a lot more than that. It would have been nice had we gone into this pandemic with over 500,000 more North Carolinians with health insurance, with the expansion of Medicaid. I hope that people understand and see what's happening with this pandemic and how important that it is that each and every North Carolinian have the opportunity to have quality health insurance and to be able to have that for them to get their preventive health care and to keep their family healthy. So we got to work. We got to learn lessons from this, and we got to work harder than ever and to make sure that we have the best state in the country where people are better educated, where they're healthy, where they have more money in their pockets. And we're going to come out of this thing better on the other side. That's for sure. We're all going to have to work to make sure that happens.
Governor Cooper, we know that you're a busy man, and we won't keep you long, but I do want to ask you, we went from the stay-at-home order to phase one, potentially going to phase two on the 22nd. Is there a possibility that we will go back and you will say, okay, now I'm reenacting the stay-at-home order fully back again? And if so, what does that look
right. like? So we have said all along that in these phases, we want to progressively move up from one to two to three, and to ease restrictions. But we've also said that if we see our numbers go bad, that if we see significantly increased hospitalizations, that we see a greater percentage of positive cases, that we see more COVID-like syndromes presented to the emergency room, we could go back to a previous phase, because we have to keep the public health and safety of North Carolinians number one. So right now, we are in phase one. Right now, we are hopeful that Friday we can move into phase two. If for some reason over the next few days that the numbers go bad on us, then it's a potential to extend phase one for a little while longer, until our numbers get to the point where public health officials feel we can go to phase two.
Mm-hmm.
And I think where you can look at the website, you can see the seven indicators that we're looking at. We're basing it on data and facts and not politics and emotion. And I believe that's what the people want us to do.
Governor Roy Cooper, is included in any of these phases, do you see any sports returning to North Carolina, whether it be the Charlotte Hornets, whether it be hockey, whether it be some type of football, whether it's the Panthers or high school football? Do you see sports in any of these phases? Because a lot of us, like myself, we miss sports. Doc. We miss sports, Governor. We miss the sports.
It's killing me, Larry. It is killing me. The only good thing is that my memory isn't as great as it used to be, so I flip it on, and it's like the 1983 NBA playoffs, and I'm thinking, who won that game? I don't know. So then you can watch it, and you can be surprised all over again.
Right.
Don't look it up. But we do, sports are so important to people's lives and enjoyment. I think they're important, particularly in high school and college, because they help mold young people. We want to see sports come back. Clearly, we've got to keep public health in the forefront. We've talked to the NBA. We've talked to NFL. We've talked to NHL. I think there is certainly a strong potential of them being able to come back and play in a way that maybe you would not have fans at the first. In order to be able to make sure that people are safe, there could be a situation where there would be socially distanced fans. It depends on what the numbers show. It depends on where we are. I certainly want it to come back, and we're working toward that and having the public health experts talk to the colleges, to the high schools, and to the pro sports leagues, and we'll see where it goes. That's for sure.
Well, Governor Roy Cooper, we want to thank you for coming and visiting the Madhouse. And, you know, as soon as everything is over, we hope that you'll be able to get to the Carolinas. You know who it is. Roy.
Cooper. Roy. Cooper.
Got to get your music back, guys.
Yeah, we got to get our music back. You know, Jessica's at home. I'm in the studio.
Yeah, we delayed
by like 2 seconds, Roy. You know, we still got it, though.
I know. You do, but you get so much out of looking at each other and making sure that you're on the beat and all of that. I've seen it live, and it is very impressive.
Well,
you guys are very impressive.
We can't wait to see you live, Governor Roy Cooper.
Thank you, man.
Appreciate
you. You guys.
Yes, sir.
Okay. See you. Bye.
The morning turn up is real.
Okay. Echo,
wake your ass up with No Limit Larry in the morning madhouse in the morning on Power 98.
It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you Black Smart? Power 98 WPG, good morning.
Good morning.
What's up? Who this here?
This is Quintasia.
Quinn who?
Quintasia.
Girl, don't you put that on nobody application. All right, we're going to play Black Smart. We're going to give you three questions. If you get two of the three questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart. However, if you do not, we need that hood black card, all right?
Okay.
What? All right. Sean Carter is what rapper's real name?
Jay-Z.
You are right. What you got for me, Justin?
Tay-Tay, I need you to give me the names of the two main characters on the hit show, Insecure.
Oh, I don't know.
You don't watch Insecure?
He
said, what's it called? He over there trying to Google. It's too late. Your third and final question. You get this right, you are Black Smart. If you do not, we need that hood black card, all right?
Okay.
His real name is Sean Combs. What's his rap name?
P. Diddy.
P. Diddy. You got it!
win.
And tell you
just won them 5 shout-outs. Let's hear them.
Thomas and Groom Forever. My mama, Sawyer McBeth. My daughter, Quinn. My grandparents. And Gaston Huggins. The 5 or anything.
And do one more. One more for your favorite radio station.
And Ross Byers, my grandma.
And give a shout out to your favorite radio station.
Power 98, of course.
Power 98's Black Smart is brought to you by U.S. Auto. Better vehicles, better financing, all credit level. Holler at your folks,
what do you have to say? Yes, sir, that Madhouse question of the day. Yep, y'all tapped in on this. What's that question of the day, Ms. Jessica?
Today we asked Madhouse Nation, what did you think about The Last Dance, that documentary aired on ESPN? All about Michael Jordan and the Chicago Bulls. What did you think about it? What you got, Larry?
Miss Flawless underscore Faith said, I cried. It took me back to my childhood. I laughed. I jumped for joy. My emotions were everywhere. But I love it. It taught me things I never knew about him or his teammates. It showed teamwork, dedication, trust, envy, disaster, roadblocks, charisma, hard work, etc. I love those guys and everything that they stood for. Andrea Brown said, MJ is the GOAT. Period. If anybody else can't see different, they're dumb. Like dumb. Okay, I added some of those dumps. And Annie Love definitely said the GOAT. Trina Sweet said, I didn't watch it yet, but but MJ still will always be the GOAT to me. And Body by Key said, nobody can watch this documentary and not think he's the GOAT, or unless you just want to hate.
NYST704 says it was great to see the behind the scenes of what was going on during the season and his mindset of how he approached the game. Hashtag the GOAT. Lovely 12B said loved it. And J. Lloyd Merchant Smith said excellent.
Excellent. And Douglas Black 7694 said, I see some awards headed towards this documentary. I probably agree with that too.
I said that last night as I was watching it.
Yeah, the voicemail for today, so I ain't get to get to it. So y'all want to tap in on the Madhouse question of the day? Tap in right about 6:05 every morning. Then we play your responses back at 9:25. The hashtag is hashtag MHQOTD.
It's No Limit Larry in the morning Madhouse voicemail. The views and opinions expressed.
What's going on, nosy neighbors? Miss Jessica, the girl next door, here with your nosy neighbor news for Monday, May 18th. Michael Jordan's iconic Air Jordan 1s hit the auction block on Sunday. It was estimated that they would go for about $100,000 to about $150,000. Well, that isn't even close to what they went for. The shoes that Michael Jordan wore in a game ran, auctioned off for $560,000.
Who bought them shoes? Who got that kind of money to spend on some MJ shoes?
Now they hold the all-time record for basketball shoes at an auction.
Another reason Mike is the GOAT. I don't think
severely underestimated that
one. I don't think no other athlete ever has sold shoes. Well, he's got the record, so, but I'm just saying, though. $500,000? That's a $500,000 for some shoe.
Well, there is an alleged Kevin Gates sex tape that is going around and has the internet going crazy. In the clip, Kevin is seen looking directly into the camera while having sex with an unidentified woman that does not look like his wife. While some enjoy the show, others thought that Kevin's performance was lackluster. That's a shame because he often brags about his sexcapades on his music. Kevin did hop on Twitter, and what some think is a response to the video, he says, distractions come and go, but by all means, stay focused. Hashtag eyes on the prize. Hashtag still hold up.
Wait, Kevin, was your eyes on the prize in the video? I don't know. I ain't seen it.
We're about to get some new music from Summer Walker. The singer hopped on Instagram to post some thirst trappy pictures and tell us that her EP is on the way. Fans were excited about the announcement, but they also wondered if Summer had any work done.
Oh.
And they made their concerns known in the comments.
Oh, them comments be crucial. Sometimes you just got to go ahead and just turn the comments off. Just go on and turn them off.
If you want to see a before and after, I have it up on my Instagram story at Hey Mr.
What do you think? You think she got some work done?
Something might have happened.
Okay.
Or some very, very serious contouring. But something might have happened. Yeah, it's in my story. At Hey, Miss Jessica.
Gotcha.
Fat Joe interviewed Ashanti on Instagram Live. During the interview, he revealed that she was not his first choice for the hit song, What's Love? He said that Irv Gotti and Ja Rule woke him up around 3 o'clock in the morning, told him to get to the studio. They had a song for him. Ashanti's vocals were on the song, but they said that the plan was to take her off and replace her with J-Lo.
Mm.
As they continued to work on the song, he said that, nah, let's go ahead and keep Ashanti on the song. All of this was new to Ashanti. She replied, he stay pulling songs from me. He being Irv Gotti.
Wow. I wondered, would that add to the rift between, you know, because allegedly they had a rift that what broke up Murder, Inc., including Ashanti. So I wonder, would that add to the rift? And that's crazy.
The song was supposed to have a Latin feel.
Oh.
I could actually hear
it. Because in the background of the beat, you can hear like a Latin feel to the background of the beat. So I could actually, I could feel that part of it. But I think Ashanti pulled it off. What you think?
Yeah, Ashanti pulled it off. Yeah. But like I said, I could hear J-Lo on the song and pulling it off too.
Okay.
I could hear on that one and pull that one off. No celebrity birthdays today. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica.
The neighborhood.
Power 98.
The Nosy Neighbor News is sponsored by Hint.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.